"What in the devil's name do you want here?" roared the Guernseyman, flying into a sudden passion. "Oh, keep cool. Cool, yes, that's the word. Why don't you pack those whales in ice while you're working at 'em? But joking aside, though, do you know, Rosebud, that it's all nonsense trying to get any oil out of such whales? As for that dried-up one, there, he hasn't a gill in his whole carcass." "I know that well enough. But do you see, the captain here won't believe it. This is his first voyage. He was a cologne manufacturer before. But come aboard, and mayhap he'll believe you if he won't me, and so I'll get out of this dirty scrape."
"Anything to oblige you, my sweet and pleasant fellow," rejoined Stubb, and with that he soon mounted to the deck. There a queer scene presented itself. The sailors, in tasseled caps of red worsted, were getting the heavy tackles in readiness for the whales, but they worked rather slow and talked very fast, and seemed in anything but a good humor, all their noses upwardly projected from their faces like so many jib-booms. Now and then pairs of them would drop their work and run up to the masthead to get some fresh air. Some, thinking they would catch the plague, dipped oakum in coal-tar, and at intervals held it to their nostrils. Others, having broken the stems of their pipes almost short off at the bowl, were vigorously puffing tobacco smoke, so that it constantly filled their olfactories.